I didn't even talk to Pastor about CD thing or whatever, and God just said we're going to talk just for a few minutes. I hate that Kimmy's not in here. The feelings of heaviness that I have on my heart for some of us here today, I'm not pointing anybody out. I'm not saying, oh, goodness, it's Brenda Paz. I'm not nothing, okay? I'm just saying there's a heaviness in our people. Now, I can understand that because of all the stuff that's going on in our lives. Every time we turn on the TV, well, of course, me, I can't get news now, but maybe that's a good thing. It's about COVID, or now it's the measles, now it's, you know, this, now it's that, take this, take that, do this. I mean, it's constant turmoil. Taliban killing more people. People getting killed in Dallas every single night. The news is bad. I mean, it's hard to stay afloat sometimes of all the things that are going on. Not only that, but the personal things that have affected us just the past few weeks. When someone dies that you love and that you adored and you respected, and when that's gone, there's an emptiness that's left there. And it takes a while for the Holy Spirit to fill it up, it seems like. You know, there's stages of grief, and it's so difficult. There's so many, if you look on Facebook, which I do, only because, mainly for prayers, there's so many people asking for prayers every single day. So when you think you've got things bad, just go on Facebook. There's other things that are going on that you just can't, you know, it's so hard to get excited about something. I'm the type of person that likes to look forward to something. So homecoming, I'm excited. Yeah, the food's going to be cool, but it's just a time for us to gather. Hopefully there'll be people here. Whoever is supposed to be here will be here. Amen. And we can just know that it's okay. The heaviness that I feel is like if someone just maybe tempted me to jump off a cliff, I might. Well, let me encourage you today that God's got the answer. We always look for things. Sometimes we look for food, sometimes we look for addictions, whatever it is, God's the one that's got to fill that up. God has got to give you that peace. And it's so hard to maintain that peace. I know it is. Been there, done that, been through it over and over. The depression that hits our people, you know, that's the best thing. Well, it's not the best, but that's what the enemy wants to do, is to tear you down and get you in a bad place where you don't feel like telling anybody about what God's done for you. If he can do that and shut our mouths, then he's won that battle. But let's just keep reminding him what's going to happen in the end. He's going to get his. We have got to sometimes just say, God, fight my battles today. I can't anymore. I can't fight them. I'm not strong enough. There's people here today that you feel lonely. That would be me. I mean, I'm pointing myself out. You know, you want that attention of your friends, of because of all the stuff that's going on lately with, like, Karen and William. It was a kind of a distant thing anyway. Once David died, it kind of fractured the relationship some. Because then it was just three of us, you know. And nobody wants to feel like a third wheel. They never made me feel that way. However, I feel that way. And now all the grandkids are in volleyball. We don't get to see them that much. We don't even get to talk to them that much. And I just crave socializing. I like it. I love it. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but I love to talk. Don't say anything, Pastor. I'm not even looking over there. Anyway, I love to talk to people. If they're in the store, I build up a conversation and start talking. Except the last guy, him and I. He was talking about Trump did this and Trump did that. Oh, just turn around, sir. Just turn around. Please, just turn around. But, you know, that's what it's all about. Showing others that we care. And when we extend our hand, let's extend our hand to bring people up. Not just say, hello, how you doing? Let's go ahead and say, hey, can I help you? Extend that hand up. We need to bring people up. We need to encourage them. And you say, well, I'm not good at that. Christian, you eventually, our goal is to be just like Jesus. So all the gifts that he gives each of us, we get more and more of his gifts in the end. So by the time in the end we've achieved all the gifts, we can do the things that brings us out of our comfort zone. If God has you talk to someone you really don't want to talk to, maybe they got tattoos, maybe they look mean, whatever, just don't judge. Do not judge. I have a friend right now that lives in Wills Point, and he's been asked not to come back to a couple of churches because he rides a motorcycle. He's not in a gang. He's not in any club. He doesn't wear colors. It's just they don't like him because he wears jeans and the thing. And I said, I am so proud of us at Bartimaeus. I don't care what you look like. We're going to welcome you. You know, I am proud of us for that. That is so nice that we have a tendency here to make people feel welcome. I used to hear that all the time. Oh, I just love your church. Everybody was so nice and they accepted me. And maybe we need to do more of that now. Maybe there's things that God's trying to teach us now. So when we get more people in here, that it will be able to do the things that God wants us to do. Maybe there's things that God wants us to work on in our lives. Maybe there's people that God wants to take out of your lives and take things out of your lives, too, material things. I don't know. I think sometimes that we try to hold on to the things that we want. And when God tries to take them away, he's got even something bigger and better for us. But we still want to hold on to what we want. So we've got to get into a place in our mind and our soul that if God's taking something away, I'm not talking about people so much, I'm talking about material things, whatever. If God takes something out of your life and you wanted to hold on to it, I guarantee you there's something bigger and better that God has in store for you. Our mentality will not allow us to think this. Because we get beat down by the enemy during the week when we're out there in the car driving and people driving all over the road. I'm one of them. I got honked at yesterday. It's because of my blind eye. You know, maybe I shouldn't drive, but Kimmy can't drive either, so that would be awful. But, you know, we have to deal with so much, and now it's more and more and more. I get aggravated going to get gas. The other day, I thought, okay, I've got $20 for gas. I've got about $53 in my account. So I put the gas thing in, and I saw some trash over there, and I thought, oh, no. So I go around and get the trash all up, and I hear it click, and I'm going, oh, no. And the gas was $50.23. I'm going, oh, no. But you know, God worked something out. He really did. I praise God for that. So, at least I have a full tank of gas. I can go anywhere and drive all over the road, I guess. But I want to encourage you to keep listening to the Holy Spirit every day. What is it that I need to do to change in my walk with you to have a more intimate relationship with you? Is it time? Is it reading the Bible? I get verses that pop up every day on my Bible. I have two or three friends. I mean, they're pastors. They practically preach every day, so I get a sermon every day. But what is it that you can do to change? Sometimes we don't like to change. It's very uncomfortable because we get comfortable in our lifestyle and things that we have to do. Maybe God doesn't want me to get TV. I mean, I like to watch the news. I mean, they don't say the weather right ever, but I kind of like to know. But whatever it is, I'm just going through that. I care, but I don't care because God's not through with me yet, and he's got something bigger and better for me. See, we just don't feel that way. I mean, who really feels that way? That God's not through with you and that he's got something bigger and better for you. Who feels that way really all the time? Cindy, well, you're going to have to leave the premises. No, I'm kidding. That's good. She's in a good place. that's how we should all feel. We all should feel righteous. We all should feel that, hey, God's got something better for me and bigger. And bigger, I mean, if you can visualize taking a little stuffed animal, a little bitty one from a kid, and they're crying, no, no, no. And then behind God, he's got like a life-size teddy bear. He's got something better for us. We just don't want to get out of that comfort zone. We want to be comfortable. We want to stay safe. And it's time that the Christians in the United States of America stand up and get out of their box. And if it takes getting uncomfortable and talking to people about God or wearing a sign or carrying your Bible everywhere you go, whatever it is, let God tell you what to do. God doesn't always have to have us to talk. I would hope that things in my life, which pastors don't laugh at this, I would hope that there's things in my life that people would go, you know, there's something she has. There's some kind of peace there. And I know she's going through trouble. There's something she's got that I might want. That's how we should feel. You don't always have to talk people to death and, oh, you're going to go to hell if you don't quit doing that. You don't have to do all that. Walk the walk and talk the talk. We need to show action. Yes, Deborah.
You know, you talk about people being, I guess, having that heavy heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of funny. I was up late one night. I couldn't sleep. I was restless. And, you know, of course, they have Blind Christian Fellowship, and a lot of the, some of the blind people were saying, oh, man, transportation service is getting bad. It's getting horrible. I went and did a search online, and there's a columnist. He did a newspaper piece. And he had snippets of, I saw a snippet of it. And I said, man, this is really bad. And after that situation that we had with Pam, I was like, oh, my God. You know, God wants me to stand up and be counted and to say something and to do something, but I don't mind standing up and being kind, but I don't like the role that God may be leading me into. I may have to get involved and get the media involved trying to get things better.
Well, whatever it is, your journey, you're going to have to release it to God. You know, the main thing is that we allow God to work in our lives and do what he wants us to do. That blesses us. Have you ever done something for somebody and then you feel so good afterwards? It's just so, oh, yeah, God used me. That is the best feeling you'll ever have in your life. So we need to get out of our safe box. We need to get out of our little safety zone here and put it out there. And I want all of y'all right now to say, God's not through with me yet. God's not through with me yet. Now, God can use me. God can use me. Now, I am going to allow God to use me. I am going to allow God to use me. I am worthy to be used. I am worthy to be used. Kimmy and I was talking this morning about different things that, you know, you do and then you feel really bad for it, remorseful. And that's when God just freed me up that day. I don't know if it was pastor that said it or I don't know. It was just, you cannot do anything so bad that God would love you less. But you can't do so much work that God would love you more. He has the perfect love and unconditional love for you. That took a lot off of me, that pressure. I feel like some of the Romans, well, did you do this today? Did you do that today? Did you do this? You do these five things and God will bless you. No. Try to be obedient. Try not to sin. And I have a bad habit of cussing, especially when I'm in the car and people aggravate me. There's things that I need to work on. And I've been a Christian a long time. I get aggravated. I'm very impatient. And I'm not telling this so the devil can go, ha, ha, ha. He already knows. I just tell him to suck it up and know where he's going. There's things that we do that God is not pleased with, but he doesn't love me any less. He does not love me any less. That just frees you up of the shackles and the chains. But he's not going to love you more because I did this and I did that and I gave them money and I went over here and I did that. I fixed them dinner. I did this. I took them to the store. I did this. He won't love you any more than he already loves you. So you don't have to be concerned about that. But we've got to open up and allow God and the Holy Spirit to use us. And it's very difficult when you're grieving. I know Kathy's grieving. Kimmy's grieving. You know, we're still grieving over David. Cindy still grieves over Mike and Tim. We have all had losses. The whole church grieves over Ruth. But God can still use us, even in our grief. But we need to pull together and pray for those people that are grieving. You know, we need to be there for them, lifting them up. That's what it's all about, loving. There's only 9 here. We need to learn how to love one another in here. And just accept, okay, well, Deborah's in a different place than I am. Pastor's definitely in a different place than I am. Doesn't mean that Pastor's any more special than me. I have to tell him that. Keep him, you know, down on his feet. He's not any more special to God than you are. He's just in the limelight doing what God wants him to. And he will be held accountable more for preaching the word. And he's a special guy. I tell him all the time how much we love him and how wonderful he is. I mean, him and Linda are intelligent people. When they first came around and some of the words they use, I was like, what? You know, I felt stupid. And I thought, no, and then Don Potts can recite everything. I felt less than a Christian. But you know what? God loves me the same. So reassure yourself. There are things that are going to happen in your life that you're not going to like, okay? But you know what? God will get you through them every single time. I just want you to be encouraged that God's not through with us. Don't let the enemy take your joy away. Dear Father, thank you so much that you love us and that you cannot love us less and you certainly won't love us more, but that you just love us, that agape, unconditional love. We can't wrap our heads around it. We try. We don't know why. Sometimes we can receive peace and joy, but that the world can't do it. Father God, I look at so many people trying to do things to make themselves happier when it just takes you. Father, please bless each and every person here today. Please give them the assurance that you're not through with them, that you have a plan for them, that they can be used by you. And that's what our goal is, to be used by you, Father, to let people know about how wonderful you are and that we can have eternal life. Lord, we give this time to you now. Be with the music and be with the pastor. We give you all this in Jesus' glorious heavenly name. Amen.